welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at the Star of Bethlehem, and I shared that portion of Scripture found in Matthew, the second chapter, which speaks about the time when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and it speaks about Herod the king, and that wise men actually came to Jerusalem, and they were inquiring, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And it says not only Herod, but all Jerusalem was troubled. You know, isn't it interesting that the fact that their presence, their coming, created such a stir, but who really was there searching for this king? In Bethlehem, actually, the Bible account just talks about a few shepherds who came to worship. Now, the Magi did come, but that was at a later time when the child Jesus and his parents were living in a house. But anyway, as I was sharing, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a conclusion, that the Star of Bethlehem, I felt as I read the scripture, was a symbol, if you will, or illustrative of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit actually was moving on the hearts of these wise men, and they journeyed far, and they came a long way. Obviously, perseverance had to be something that they were willing to, you know, endure such a long journey, and they, of course, were divided. They were led divinely by this star, a supernatural star that actually moved and showed them the way in which to go. And I thought it was a beautiful example of how the Holy Spirit moves in our lives. They were led from a far country to actually meet and experience the very person of Jesus as a young child. They had a personal encounter with him. And that's exactly what happens to us today. So in today's world, if you will, the Holy Spirit is God's star today. And I'll be sharing some precious scriptures as we go on in this message. But the Holy Spirit, just like that natural star was drawing the wise men, the Holy Spirit is ever seeking to draw the attention of sinners to Jesus. The Holy Spirit will draw all those who are truly seeking truth out of their own land of sin and darkness and ignorance and servitude to the forces of darkness, and will lead them into the land of promise, into the very kingdom of God's dear Son. Isn't that what the scriptures say? He translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The wise men saw God's messenger, and for them it was a literal star, the Star of Bethlehem. It brought them from a far country, and of course that was truly a sign of wisdom. They had been studying the ancient skies, and they'd been listening and reading about the prophecies that spoke about a Messiah that was to come. There were those who were close by who had neither eyes to see nor a heart to understand. Look at verse 3 in chapter 2 of Matthew. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. But nobody really went out to seek him. They just said, well, that's what Herod told him. He said, well, now you go find him. Go to Bethlehem, find him, and then come back to me so I can worship him. Of course, that's the very last thing he intended to do. But that was the guise, the ruse, which he gave to the wise men so he would have that information. And of course, we know later the slaughter of the innocents, all the children 2 years and under were massacred as a result of his anger and determination to stamp out any king who would be born king of the Jews. But beloved, those who were there that heard the news of the wise men who had come, they didn't have a heart to understand or see. And isn't that true today in today's world as much, especially in this country? The gospel is readily available to all those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, but there are so many today that go through life. They're blinded by the pleasures of this world. Their eyes are dulled and unobservant to the light that shines unto salvation. You know, when you think of it, they came a very long way to come to the Holy Land. And beloved, we know from the scriptures that the literal physical stars that are in the heavens were made to praise God. Psalm 148 and 4 declares, "Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light." In Psalm 8 and 3, the stars, it says, they exhibit the greatness of his power. And listen to that beautiful passage in Isaiah 40, verse 26. "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth." Praise God. Beloved, there is a tremendous power available, the power of the Holy Spirit available in the lives of men, if they will only, in an honest seeking after truth, allow him to reveal. That's what happened. That's my own testimony. When I was raised in a denominational church, but as I got into my teen years and into college, I turned away from totally from my religious upbringing. I wanted nothing to do with church. But even as a young girl at 16, one of my life's goals and aims, the very first one, was to seek after truth. I was genuinely and sincerely wanting to know what truth is. What is it? And that search, that journey, while I went through a lot of detours, it brought me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And beloved, if we are genuinely sincere, there are many atheists, I've heard, I can't give you any names right now, but those that as an atheist went out to prove that the Bible was wrong, the scriptures were in error, that Jesus was, you know, a farce, and as they really studied the scriptures, as they sought truth, they were actually led to acknowledge that in fact Jesus is the Messiah, born to save men from their sins. So, beloved, we see in this portrayal in the second chapter of Matthew, these mysterious magi, these wise men coming from a far country, from the land of Persia or Medea, and they were seeking the truth. They were seeking truth in the very person of this Messiah who was to be born, who was born, and there's his star was leading them. And those magi, those wise men, remembered Balaam's prophecy, and they took great heed in recognizing the star as God's messenger. Listen to this captivating passage out of Numbers in the 24th chapter, verse 17. And this is referencing the time and life of Balaam. And in this particular verse, it says, "He falls into a trance, and having his eyes open, he prophesied," and I'm quoting now, this is Balaam speaking, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth." The Living Bible translates that verse, "I see the future of Israel far down the distant trail, that there shall come a star from Jacob. This ruler of Israel shall smite the people of Moab and destroy the sons of Sheth. Israel shall possess all Edom and Seir. They shall overcome their enemies. Jacob shall arise in power and shall destroy many cities." Beloved, Jesus is the star of light. Hallelujah. That was the reference. The star from Jacob, that's none other than Jesus. Now, what's the significance of spiritual dawning, if you will, in the Word of God? Well, in the Bible dictionary, the definition of the East is dawn, like the dawning of a new day. The Hebrew idea was before or in front of. And the wise men saw his star. Where did they see his star? Well, it was in the east. The sun rises or dawns in the east. And in the natural realm, in the natural world, the morning star is referred to a bright planet as Venus, seen in the eastern sky just before or at sunrise. And this rising of the star in the east, beloved, is symbolic, if you will, of a spiritual dawning, of a spiritual enlightenment, a spiritual awakening. The coming of Christ, the birth of our Savior, truly ushered in a spiritual dawning in the lives of men. He began to usher in a golden age where man would fellowship again with God. It's been a process. It's been 2,000 years. But beloved, we're coming to the culmination of all time when men will again be reunited with God. And Jesus, who was born a humble servant, he was born as a helpless babe in a manger in Bethlehem. He is coming again, not as the suffering servant, but as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will triumph over his enemies, and he will rule and reign from Jerusalem. He will literally rule and reign upon over the nations of this earth for a 1,000-year millennial reign. Beloved, this is a spiritual dawning that came not just to the wise men, but to all men. Think about that. What an exciting, beautiful illustration this is, that this star that led the wise men to Jesus is the same Holy Spirit, that light of life that brings us to a knowledge of the only true Savior, our Messiah, Jesus Emmanuel with us, God with us. Praise God. Well, the time has just flown, and I pray that you're being blessed by these wonderful insights from the Word of God, and we'll bring this to a conclusion tomorrow. I pray that you'll be able to be with us at the same time. But until then, if you have prayer needs or you just need some strength, this has been a busy time of year, and many just kind of let down and take a deep sigh of relief. just know that I'm here to support you in prayer. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,